All right. Thank you so much, Jan and Tricia and all of you for enjoying the benefits of the Word of God and the Spirit of God that we have within us. If you have a Bible and if you've been following along in your Bible, you can turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I've entitled this, Sharing Our Eyes Are Upon You. And we'll start reading in verse 1, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1. After this, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and with them the Meunites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And it was told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude has come against you from beyond the Dead Sea, from Edom. And behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Then Jehoshaphat feared and set himself determinedly as his vital need to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast in all Judah. When Jehoshaphat was told that the Hittites were coming against him, the first thing he did was fear. But then he did something else. He set himself to seek the Lord. He was determined to hear from him, even proclaimed a fast throughout the land. In the Old Testament, it was the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, who were the troublemakers for God's people. But possibly with us, it's the Fearites, the Diseaseites, the Povertyites, the Bad Marriageites, the Stressites, Grouchy Neighborites, Insecurityites, Rejectionites, and on and on and on. How many ites are chasing you around? However many there are, maybe we can learn a lesson and see what King Jehoshaphat did to turn his attention on God instead of focusing on all those ites that were trying to rise and rule. He knew he needed to hear from God, but he needed a battle plan, and only God could give him one that was sure to succeed. We'll pick up the record in verse 4. The Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art thou now our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever, and they dwelt therein, and built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil come upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. All resources, everything else that they could imagine was just so up in the air, to a point that they came and said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Jehoshaphat did some pretty marvelous things here. And one thing that really stands out in verse 13 especially, it says, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their children and their wives. You know, standing still is an action in God's view. It's spiritual action. We usually take action in the natural, and spiritually, we do nothing. But in waiting on God and standing before the Lord, Jehoshaphat, he did take spiritual action. He was saying, in effect, basically, Lord, I'm going to wait on you until you do something about this situation. He was faced with an overwhelming force that was descending upon them to enslave them and destroy their land. All of Judah came and stood before the Lord. All the time, can you imagine the devil was screaming at them? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But they just stood there, patiently, still, waiting on God. You know, in Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." We may need strength we gain while waiting in order to do whatever it is God will instruct us to do when he gives us the direction. Really, those who wait on the Lord are the ones who receive answers and the ones who are strong enough to follow God's direction once they receive it. In verse 14, it says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel," who had quite a background there with a number of folks, "a Levite of the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. He said, 'Hearken, all Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, the Lord says this to you, be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.'" This was an individual who rose up from within the people, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he had this prophecy from God. "The Lord says this to you, do not be afraid nor be dismayed at the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." You know, likewise, when we learn to seek God and wait on him, he'll give us an answer too. Jehoshaphat needed a word from the Lord. You know what, folks? We need a word from the Lord too. The answer may be very plain and simple. You know, the Lord told Judah to not be afraid because the battle was not to be their battle, but the Lord's. You know, what good news that must have been to Jehoshaphat and the rest of the people. Can you imagine? The battle is not yours, but God's. That didn't mean there wasn't anything for them to do. It meant that God was going to show them their part. But they could do it in the strength and wisdom of the Lord, but the battle was still his to win. Verse 15, "And he said, 'Hearken, ye all Judah, all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Wow, what an exhortation. What an encouragement. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. You can imagine. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose very early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Wow, what a piece of guidance. What a piece of revelation. Never have to pick up a weapon. Stand ye still. The battle is the Lord's, not yours. And what's the answer? Send out singers before. What? He appointed singers that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army. What were they saying? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Jerusalem. And they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked upon unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barasha. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Barasha unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with, yes, joy, joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came in celebrating. They came in such a great mood, let's call it, victory. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets under the house of the Lord. These guys were celebrating. And the fear of the Lord, the fear of God, was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And finally, in verse 30, it says, so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. I think there's just so many great lessons that can be learned from this record in 2 Chronicles of Jehoshaphat. Yes, initially he may have had fear, but you know what? He bowed before the Lord. He sought God out. And God gave him direction and insight and a battle plan and how to strategize. But you know what? Really, it was very simple. Praise. Praise confuses the enemy. And it did in that situation. And it continues to confuse the enemy because our adversary is not expecting us to turn around and praise in the middle of the storm. My encouragement, like the encouragement that God gave to Jehoshaphat and throughout God's word, is to not be dismayed, to not be discouraged, to rise up in our hearts, realizing in God we trust and that we can look to him in all things. Amen. God bless.